This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We begin our post-Independence Day spectacular here with John Rappaport on the Robert Scott Bell Show, our first broadcast of the week through GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Links are up. Great stories to cover today, including some blog posts from John at No More Fake News right here at robertscottbell.com. John, I hope you had an Independence Day spectacular, recognizing that, individual liberty is something worth fighting for, worth defending. Although most people may have forgotten the reason for Independence Day.
Yeah, I think they have. Because judging by the state of the country, individual freedom and liberty have taken some serious blows.
Well, don't blow too hard. If you're wearing a mask, you might hurt yourself.
Yeah. But I believe there's certainly plenty of people who do understand what liberty and freedom mean,
mm-hmm.
and they realize that's what this day is all about, but it's the question of expressing that now in these times.
Wow, you might upset somebody. And I think about the celebration yesterday, you know, the Independence Day today, we celebrate the day that we can wear our mandatory masks. I mean, I look at the mask wearing as an insane act of cowards, people who are living in fear. And you just before we went to air, you pointed out that InfoWars has covered apparently Tom Hanks saying, I don't know, I wasn't there, if he really said this, that don't be a, I'll just say it, wussy, rhymes with wussy. Don't be a wussy, wear a mask. I'm like, I think it's the opposite, Tom, but the propagandizing for mask wearing is just going into overdrive, despite the fact that, as we've covered week after week after week, there is no valid FDA-approved test to determine that you have something called COVID-19, nor is there a valid antibody test that says you had it. It just doesn't exist. Yet, if I'm to go back in history and we go back and visit 1918, the so-called Spanish influenza, which I may remind our listeners, the cause of the Spanish influenza, they claim they have found it when they dug up a dead man frozen in Alaska some 15 years or so or more after the years that ensued that this 1918 Spanish flu manifested and killed millions of people. And they dug up this guy and they dug up what was in him and they found something that they said, this is it, the virus that killed everybody in 1918. Of course, anybody that just goes, oh, yeah, that makes sense, you're a moron. Go back to school and learn how to think critically. And, of course, the only reason we're alive today, John, in 2020, those of us who still are, is because our ancestors, after the 1918 Spanish flu, those who survived it, all wore masks through the Roaring 20s, the Depression, the Great Depression, the 40s and 50s, World War II. Everybody wore a mask, or else there's no way we could be alive in 2020 without those people wearing masks after the Spanish flu of 1918. Where am I wrong?
Yeah, you see, what people have to realize is that in all the photographs taken since 1918 and the movies and so on, there was a technique of erasing the masks.
Digitally.
Yeah, digitally, even though you know.
That was only recent.
Secret technology.
Yeah.
And nobody's aware that if you were to look at, say, crowds at baseball games in the 1950s, actually all the people were wearing masks, but they've been erased.
It's the Mandela effect. Mandela effect. That's what they say, the Mandela effect. Everybody wore masks. You just forgot. No, I mean, think about it. With today's mandate, if they have them where you are, ask the question, simple question, when do we get to take them off? When? Because, you know, they said there's a new swine flu coming from China, right? Flu season. Oh, well, just keep the masks on. So when, pray tell, will it be safe to move about the Earth cabin without a mask?
You know, this reminds me of a story that I published, I don't know, maybe a month ago. This was about SARS in 2003, which was supposed to be yet another coronavirus. And the thing was that according to official reports, it just disappeared overnight. You know, the flu viruses, of course, they say keep coming back every season, but this magically just went away all of a sudden. And especially in Canada, which was said to be, you know, the epicenter and all kinds of fear and terror going on up there. And yet, only several weeks after they declared that the epidemic was over, there was a giant benefit concert outdoors. The Rolling Stones played before 500,000 people standing cheek to jowl. And the result of that was nothing. Nothing happened whatsoever. They didn't report any new cases. Nobody got sick. I mean, it was a miracle, if you believe the official pronouncements, which, as you can see, are completely ridiculous. So they just say whatever they want to say. They make it up. They tell you when it's over, when it started, how it started, where it started. They concoct the beginning, the middle, the end, or if there is no end, they tell you that. They decide whether it's time for a lockdown or not. People go along with this and they think it's science. It has nothing to do with science whatsoever. It never has had anything to do with it.
Yeah, you brought up the Rolling Stones concert. I forgot about that, after the fact. And honestly, I don't remember anybody wearing masks there. In fact, I don't remember much about mask wearing. I do remember going in the early 2000s to Thailand to the World Congress of Holistic Medicine, where I was one of the featured speakers. And in Hong Kong, when we switched planes, they did the temperature gun, the infrared temperature gun, which has become almost ubiquitous again. But at the same time, there wasn't the mask hysteria that there was likely back in 1918. Not, but you know what I'm saying? This is just, as you pointed out, not a scientific endeavor. It is a total control of the population's behavior through fear of the germ. It comes back time and again.
Yeah, that's where we start, you and I. That's where we end up. It always comes back to that. I was working on an article yesterday, today, just thinking back to times when people were, of course, braver. And I was remembering how the auto workers at the Ford plant, this was under Henry himself, who had resisted every single attempt of the workers to form a union. He was, you know, just absolutely against unionization and refused. Didn't matter what kind of strikes. And finally, the workers staged a sit-down. They went to work. I mean, this is like you get in the innards of the company. You sit down at your workbench, and then you refuse to work, and you refuse to be budged from where you are. And they sat there, and they sat there, and they sat there. And finally, Ford gave in and said, okay, you can form a union. So I was imagining what those men would have reacted like back then. If somebody had said to them, you can't go to work, you're locked down. Why? Because of a germ. They would have immediately rushed into work,
yeah,
and started working at their workbenches and completely ignored any attempt to keep them out. If cops were there, no matter who was there, they would have broken into the factory and started working, building cars. Mm. That would have been the beginning and the end of the whole episode.
Who's a wussy now, Tom Hanks?
Yeah, exactly.
One of your recent articles, COVID case counting scandals. We covered this in Texas, where they were lumping together the RT-PCR tests and the antibody tests. And I heard even recently that there were health professionals, doctors, nurses going, we're not sure about these tests. Let's just send it in and see what happens. They sent in like 20 tests completely unused, right? Open but not used. They didn't swab anything. Sent it in and all 20 came back positive. I'm like, yeah, something's amiss.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, on top of the miscounting by CDC, this is your story on the COVID case counting scandal.
Jeez, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that link. Okay, so this is an article in The Atlantic, and they come to all the wrong conclusions. But it's as you said. They basically discovered that the CDC once again has made a complete mess of case counting and reporting, not only the CDC but a number of states, by mixing together the results of antibody tests and what they call viral tests, which is the PCR. So from everything that I can glean from this article, the official experts are basically saying that the case count should be based on the PCR test alone, and mixing them with the antibody test, which is being done for a different reason altogether, just makes a gigantic mess and confusion of the whole thing, and nobody knows what's going on. So that's step one. But step two, which The Atlantic fails to mention conveniently, is that it accelerates the case count artificially, because some antibody tests will point to COVID, some PCR tests will point to COVID, and if you just lump them all together and add them up, you will get inflated case numbers, and this is traditionally what the CDC tries to do. Not because they're making a mistake, but because they're tasked secretly with the job of making everybody afraid and accelerating the case counts, which they've done with the flu, mm-hmm. which they did with swine flu, which they will do whenever they possibly can get away with it. So that's the gist and the guts of that story. It's another scandal on top of all the other case right. counting scandals.
What you've done, John, by reporting it in this way, is revealed what they're actually good at, ginning up numbers. They are experts at ginning up numbers. I don't know the basis for using the term gin to do that, unless it has to do with genies and magic, black magic, in fact, sorcery, wizardry. We'll get back
booze.
To that. Yeah, or booze. Yeah, we'll be back with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. After this, go to robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Last week, John, I had Meryl Dorey from the Australian Vaccine Skeptics Network. It used to be just Australian Vaccine Network, but the government of Australia took them to task for being called the AVN because people were deceived into thinking that they were pro-vaccine when they were actually questioning vaccines. So they had to change their name by force. We talk about the capturing of governments by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Australia is captured. The American government is captured. England is captured. Canada is captured. Is there a country not yet captured by the grips of the pharmaceutical church and or its vaccine dogma? There's a new article, I think, that questions whether Italy has escaped the grasp or perhaps it hasn't.
Okay, so talking about captured countries, Italy is right there. This is very troubling. At Children's Health Defense, which is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s website, Dr. Antionetta M. Gatti, who is a researcher, a scientist with many credentials who has investigated vaccines, co-author of a 2017 study, which I've covered, that found vast contamination of vaccines with nanoparticles, metallic nanoparticles, which you and I have discussed on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote a letter to Robert F. Kennedy, which everybody should read, and I'm going to read, because this tells you what can happen here, anywhere. She says, I don't know if you're completely aware of the Italian situation. Summarizing everything in a few words, Italy was sold to Big Pharma and has become a huge laboratory where experiments are carried out on the population, adults, children, old, healthy, and sick people. Makes no difference. We're all guinea pigs. Now the business, and not just an economic one, is to force 60 million Italians to get vaccinated against COVID. So much so that tens of millions of doses of a product have already been purchased, a product that in fact is unknown both in terms of effectiveness and above all in terms of side effects. In the meantime, while waiting to receive the goods, a law is being passed according to which everyone, including children, must be vaccinated against the flu. Why? She asked. And this, in addition to the 10 vaccines that are already mandatory, that's for everybody. And she says, and as if that were not enough, many personal freedoms, although guaranteed by the Constitution, have been brutally canceled. As you know, for years we have been analyzing vaccines, finding them always dangerously polluted, and we are contacted daily by families of children damaged by vaccines. Now in our parliament, there is no longer any difference between majority and opposition, and if the situation remains that of today, we will have no escape. Mm. And then she talks about the formation of a new political party called Movimento 3V, and hoping that it gains some traction, but it's just beginning to take off. I mean, This is absolutely horrendous. This is a giant population of entire country under the gun of the government, of Gates, of World Health Organization.
With no opposition party. And this is what I'm hearing here out of Italy, that as much as I don't like health care to be, what did we call it, politicized, the reality is unless there is an opposition to Big Pharma, an anti-Big Pharma party, which in theory used to be Democrats, they used to complain most about, oh, the Republicans are in league in line with Big Pharma, but it turns out they worship that church more than any Republican at this point, because those in America, the Republicans, are the only party that at least we see some level of standing against mandates for vaccines or abolition of religious freedom to say no, for instance.
Yes, exactly. So now in Italy, there is no opposition party. It's either submit or rebel openly. It's come down to that. So any patriot anywhere who understands this, you know, it's one of these, It's over there, yeah, it's over there, but it could come here. It could go anywhere.
Let me just say this, because we got to take a break, John. Let that be a lesson for you, those of you celebrating Independence Day weekend in America. Recognize that China may not be the enemy that you thought they were, Russia neither, but Big Pharma is. From the breakup of IG Farb in Nazi Germany and the domination that it is playing in our Western world, capturing one nation after another, will you declare your independence? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As officials across the country pleaded with Americans to curb their enthusiasm for large 4th of July crowds, President Donald Trump brought the masses with a special evening of tribute and fireworks, and the president spoke of unity in the United States.
Not allow anyone to divide our citizens by race or background. We will not allow them to foment hate, discord, and distrust. We will hold fast and true to the sacred loyalties that link us all as neighbors, as Americans, and as patriots to build a future where every family is safe, where every child is surrounded by love, where every community has equal opportunity, and every citizen enjoys great and everlasting dignity.
Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. A shooting at a nightclub early this morning left two people dead and eight wounded in South Carolina. Greenville County Sheriff Hobart Lewis said at least four of those are in critical condition. No one was immediately taken into custody. The sheriff's office is looking for two suspects, but at this time has no names or descriptions. Lewis said a very large crowd was at the nightclub for some type of concert. One of the two women hit by a man who drove his car onto a closed Seattle freeway and into a crowd intentionally protesting police brutality has died. Summer Taylor of Seattle died at Harborview Medical Center. Taylor and Diaz Love of Portland, Oregon were hit by the car that barreled through a panicked crowd of protesters on Interstate 5 early yesterday morning. Love is in serious condition in the intensive care unit. She was filming the protest when the video ended abruptly. A graphic video posted on social media shows a white Jaguar racing toward a group of protesters who were standing behind several parked cars set up for protection. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Go to robertscottbell.com. You can see all of the links in today's show notes, July 5th, 2020, for those of you listening live. Archives available through many different sources. And, of course, linking out to nomorefakenews.com. My, I guess, official co-host, unofficially, is John Rappaport. As we crank up our broadcast week together, and it's been a great ride, and we continue as long as we can do it. Talking about where's the party of opposition. How about the party of opposition being a smaller party, like a party of one? It starts there, does it not, John? No, you're not going to mask me.
Absolutely. That's absolutely where it starts. And what we're seeing now, of course, is all of this second wave nonsense. Because what Fauci is the front man for is lockdown from now until certainly the election, until the vaccine is ready, and he's doing everything in his power to warn and scare people. Governors are saying now you got to wear masks, et cetera, et cetera. It's absolute insanity. Fauci is warning that we could be seeing 100,000 new cases a day. This is tyranny. He's still running the government of the United States. Sorry to say. Trump is not stepping up to the plate nearly enough, not even close. And that's what we're dealing with.
So if we're looking at other causes to mortality, remember last week I brought up the issue of all-cause mortality appearing to be down over the first 4 months of, in sequence from previous years, and that doesn't make sense in a true pandemic year other than we talk about iatrogenic deaths down because lower number of visitors to doctors and hospitals. We talked about vaccination rates down, mortality in children down. You've added another end of the mix with a murder by lockdown. That's interesting.
Yeah. This comes from a stunning article, May 23rd, by John Pospichal. Questions for Lockdown Apologists, posted over at Medium.com. So what he's done, basically, he's looked at a dozen European countries, plus Ecuador, plus New York City. And he's looked at when the lockdowns were announced in each country, each place. And what he's discovered is that before the lockdowns, the official all-cause mortality was downturning. And as soon as the lockdowns were declared in each of those countries, all-cause mortality precipitously jumped up, which is astounding. So he poses a number of questions, and one of them was, basically, are you saying that the virus would sit around and wait in each country for the lockdown to occur and then suddenly make its stunning undercover attack and start killing all these people?
Yeah, this is the same virus that knows to infect people at a Trump rally but stay away from an Antifa protest.
Exactly. Exactly. Same virus, right? So my answer to that question is no virus would do that. We're not talking about a virus. But here's what we are talking about. When the lockdowns are announced, the first people to be the most terrified, and then when they're diagnosed to be the most isolated, are the most vulnerable, meaning the elderly who are already sick, whose immune systems are already teetering on the edge of collapse, who've been treated for decades with toxic medical drugs, and now they're terrified by the diagnosis, by the possibility of the diagnosis of COVID. They're isolated, and they die. And that's the number. That's the precipitous rise that occurs after the lockdowns. It just cements what we've been saying, looking at other articles and studies. They're killing old people. They're forcing the premature death of old people, and they're using that to bulk up the stats on cases and deaths so that they can sell this illusion to the people.
Yeah, another angle I hadn't considered as much as this article does regarding the sheer terror that was visited upon those who were diagnosed. And on top of it, the isolation. We've added the other things about elder abuse within these institutions, which was known beforehand. Now no family visits to even protect these people. So there's so many aspects of this that have nothing to do in reality with a physical interaction with a unique new virus. Completely unnecessary, as we've talked about for years. The mere belief in it is all that was needed to create hysteria.
And just let me, so that people know, the countries that he studied for this incredible phenomenon, Austria, Belgium, Denmark, England, and Wales, France, Italy, Netherlands, Portugal, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Ecuador, and New York City. mean. It's the same in each case.
So maybe we can create a mask to protect against lockdowns.
Now, that would be one that I might consider wearing.
Yeah, anti-lockdown mask. Of course, their idea, of course, if you wear one, we won't lock you down. But that, you know, that never seems to work out that way. It's like Hitler going, no. Yeah, I want peace, a little piece of Poland, a little piece of France.
Right. Never works out that way. Give them an inch, they take a mile.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So are we learning anything from all of this? How has your interaction been outside of our get-togethers each week? I know we talked about that you're hosting a little bit of InfoWars as well and maybe some other interviews over time. That are people picking up on this? Or I still find that most people are falling prey to the virus as a cause here, despite what we point out are the abject fallacies or deficiencies in the science supporting or validating the presence of a new novel virus, much less if it's there, doing anything.
Well, in my journeying out of the house, I am seeing, first of all, more people, more cars, more people without masks. Although I still can't get a haircut because the barbershop just won't let anybody in with a mask. And I say, well, if you figured out how to trim my beard while I'm wearing a mask, you let me know. And as far as the population at large, I can say that InfoWars is definitely taking a very hard look at the hoax of the whole business, and they are exposing it, which is a very good thing to a very wide audience.
Excellent. It's good news, but we're still facing again, the mask-wearing threats, as I asked when we started today, when does it end, right? Where does it stop? When do they say, okay, now you don't have to wear one? I mean, if you acquiesce to this, what can they not force you? I mean, today it's masks, tomorrow it's vaccines, the next day it's the implantable chip connected to every medical record you may or may not have. Where is that point where people go, you ain't going there. We're not going there with you. You can take it and shove it.
Exactly. And that's what we need. As I've said so many times, resist, rebel, say no, refuse, and come out of the house, go back to work, go back to business, open everything up. If enough people do that, there's nothing they can do to stop it. That, to me, ultimately, is the answer. It is an illusion, because they're not going to gun down 5 million people in order to press home this fake epidemic, because it's not necessarily that they wouldn't like to, but they know what the blowback would be if they did. So the more people that just keep showing up and refusing, no matter what, to wear masks, and to stay home,
right?
To shutter their businesses, the better it is.
And once again, I'm appealing to all people of faith, no matter what religious faith you claim to belong to work within your chosen church or synagogue, mosque, temple, and encourage if the hierarchy within that has not seen through this yet, that this has been an overt attack on religious liberty, if there ever was one. I mean, the first freedom listed in the First Amendment, freedom of religion. And don't tell me that they haven't attacked it successfully by stopping people from coming together and worshiping and praising the most holy, you know, if your belief system is that. And so I think people of faith need to lead this revolution back to sanity, back to godliness in a sense, rather than a fear-based Luciferian agenda.
It just shocks me completely that we haven't seen massive numbers of preachers, pastors, religious church leaders, et cetera, speaking out from the beginning.
Yeah.
As soon as they said, you've got to close down the churches and you can't have services or...
You can buy alcohol and pot and go to Costco and Walmart, but you can't come together and worship and praise God.
but you can't come into your house of worship. I mean, to what God are people therefore praying? To, you know, what is that faith that they profess to have all about?
Yeah.
Because why was there a division and separation made between church and state in the Constitution? Because it was well understood that the state could not make an incursion on the church, on religion. Why was that? Because religion was considered to be the most sacred part of human life. And whatever form it took for the individual, that's what it was. I mean, this wasn't just some little thing. Well, I think it's a good idea if we separate church and state because, you know, we don't want...
No, it's foundational. I mean, folks, I'm going to ask John, when we come back from this for the final segment of Hour 1 here, if it's too intense, if you need a sedative. He's found another one. It may or may not be approved by the FDA. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, John. John Rappaport's with us. Of course, you're working on another article coming up this week about a dangerous drug used for ventilator treatments, if you will. We've talked about those people on ventilators. Most of them don't come off, but they have to be heavily medicated and sedated just to maintain. Because even if you're unconscious, your body will unconsciously try to rip this stuff out of you. It's so brutal, these ventilators. But you had said you'd uncovered or found information about another drug may or may not be approved by FDA for this purpose. What's going on?
Okay, it's approved on an emergency basis, quote, during the pandemic.
Ah, another one.
Never heard of it. It's called Fresenius Propovin, or Propovin. And it's approved even though it ordinarily would not be approved, okay? And they don't say why. I presume it's because other drugs are in short supply. It's a sedative. It aids in keeping people unconscious when they're on ventilators. And you've just described what that's all about. Okay, so I've got the FDA page and the description, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the thing is, the way they've approved it, this particular drug now is double the intensity or double the primary active ingredient that it ordinarily would have. And on the U.S., on the FDA page, it says, caution, there is a risk of unintentional overdose with this unapproved product, which they've approved. And they keep mentioning that. Not more than once, because of this difference in concentration between this unapproved product and the FDA-approved product, there is a risk of unintentional overdose. All right, so this is insane, because as we know, and you and I have discussed this on the show, the emergency room doctor in New York, the nurse who was working at the Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, New York, in many of these hospitals, the level of treatment is neglectful, amateurish, inattentive, sometimes brutal. And so you're now going to, loose on the patients this sedative. Many of these people who work in the hospitals will not even be aware of this FDA directive. They're just going to take the drug and use it. And I'm sure there will be people using it who think that it's at the ordinary concentration when it's actually doubled. And they're going to be killing people with it, more people. And here it is. So yet one more instance of medically caused death.
Yeah, iatrogenicide. endemic to medical response to, interestingly enough, scenarios that aren't validated in terms of causation, right? And, you know, over the course of whatever this COVID thing is, when they initially focused on respiratory, you know, there's been a lot of argument to say, no, it's a bloodborne issue, that oxygenation is not happening, not due to lungs necessarily, but something's going on in terms of carrying capacity within the blood.
Right. So putting people on ventilators is exactly the wrong thing to do in that situation. I mean, it could be the wrong thing to do in all of these situations for everybody, but which I would say is the case, actually.
Yes.
But certainly for the people whose lungs are operating okay, if they need more oxygen, and this has never been explained to me, give them more oxygen. There's other ways to give people oxygen than to suddenly shove tremendous pressure into them with a ventilator,
right,
put them under heavy sedation for long periods of time. That's not the only alternative.
Yeah. Come on. Board the Chevy COVID new car for 2020. It works one out of every five times. Four out of every five times, the thing doesn't even start. It's like, this is the kind of thing that we're dealing with in modern medical response to maybe a genuine crisis. I mean, we'd argue that, not that things aren't happening, that people aren't ill, that people haven't died. That's the, you know, people try to accuse us of claiming that didn't happen. That's never what we've been arguing. But causation and even response to things that they don't know what's causing it has been horribly wrong and deadly. John, once again, another great, great discussion. People don't hear this many other places except wherever you go. Occasionally I go. And I appreciate all the folks that listen and love John Rappaport to be here with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's so much fun when I hear a message that John Rappaport sent me. I'm like, yep, you're in. You're part of it. And it's a good thing. Thank you, John, my friend.
Thank you, Robert. And happy 4th to everybody.
Yeah, Independence Day, may it continue every day. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.